The final assault against God. Satan consults with these mighty men. They declare that the army within the city is small in comparison with theirs and can be overcome. Skillful artisans construct implements of war. Military leaders marshal warlike men into companies and divisions. At last the order to advance is given, and the countless host moves on, an army such as the combined forces of all ages could never equal. Satan leads the van, kings and warriors in his train. With military precision the serried ranks advance over the earth's broken surface to the city of God. By command of Jesus, the gates of the New Jerusalem are closed, and the armies of Satan make ready for the onset. Now Christ appears to the view of his enemies. Far above the city, upon a foundation of burnished gold, is a throne. Upon this throne sits the Son of God, and around him are the subjects of his kingdom. The glory of the eternal Father is enshrouding his Son. The brightness of his presence flows out beyond the gates, flooding the earth with radiance. Nearest the throne are those who were once zealous in the cause of Satan, but who, plucked as brands from the burning, have followed their Savior with intense devotion. Next are those who perfected character in the midst of falsehood and infidelity, who honored the law of God when the world declared it void, and the millions, of all ages, who were martyred for their faith. Beyond is the great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands. Their warfare is ended, their victory won. The palm branch is a symbol of triumph, the white robe an emblem of the righteousness of Christ which now is theirs. In all that throng there are none to ascribe salvation to themselves by their own goodness. Nothing is said of what they have suffered. The keynote of every anthem is, salvation to our God and to the Lamb.